Kof Dalet Cheshvan, Monday the 17th of November, Rabbi Moshe Bezalel Grosnas. Did you date your check with a Jewish date?
Morning.
Morning.
The Maamshik, Tshuva, interesting Tshuva, discusses a basic chorus. And this was the story. A family put in a matzeva in a basic chorus without permission from the Chevra Kedisha. And they wrote the tombstone, what was inscribed on the tombstone was in English. Oh, not English, Hungarian. Yeah. It wasn't in Lashon HaKodesh. And the question was, they asked the Maram Sheik, are we allowed to leave this matzeva here, or should we at least cement it over, and so that it should be covered up, this writing that wasn't written in Lashon HaKodesh, or should we throw this matzeva out of the basic forest? Now this is the opinion of the Maram Sheik, no one should be offended. Yeah, this is one of the opinions. So we're going to see all opinions. So this is what he says. He says that a matzeva is a minhag kodem, it's an old minhag, and the first time we find it is in Parshas Vayishlach. V'yatzev Yaakov matzeva al kurosso, he matzeva's kurus rochel adayoyim. By rochel you find a matzeva. So he says this is just an inyan, more than a halacha. He says if the first place we find the matzeva is by Yaakov, and the last place we'll find the matzeva, basically the end of the idea of matzeva will be when Mashiach comes. So he says the beginning is Lashon HaKodesh, and the end will be Lashon HaKodesh because all the Malchus HaRisha will be destroyed when Mashiach comes, and therefore matzeva should be in Lashon HaKodesh. That's what he says. Okay, so that's just more of an inyan. Matzeva should be in Lashon HaKodesh. Then he carries on. That the date, let's go first to the months. They counted the months according to the Gosha way of counting the months. He says that, this is Lashon, Ze Avera Kfula Mechupeles. This is a doubled over Avera. Because we count to Nisan. Achodesh Hazeh Lechem Roish Chodoshim. We count, number one is Nisan. To remember Yitzis Mitzrayim, Ramban tells us. So, we counting from a different number is sort of going away from the way the Torah counts. So that's an Avera, he says. And then he finishes off, and this is the sharpest point. He says, and that what they finished in the years, right? 2000, you know, whatever year it was a long time ago, but, yeah. So, that what they ended the years to the years of the Notzri, right? Years of Oso Ish, of his Leda. So, that is an Issa Doraisa. Why? Because it says in Mishpatim, B'Shem Elohim Achim Lo Taskiru, you shouldn't mention the Avodah Zorah, the name of Avodah Zorah. And the Gemara says, if you want to tell directions to someone, don't say, oh, it's next to that Avodah Zorah. Because that's for shame, Elohim Achayim Lo Taskiru. You're not meant to bring up the name of Avodah Zorah. So says Maram Shik Achidish, that even when you actually don't mention the name of Avodah Zorah, but you date back to his birthday, and that brings you to remember the Avodah Zorah, that's also for shame, Elohim Achayim Lo Taskiru. Lo Taskiru, he says, is don't make it be mentioned. It's still a chiddush because you still won't make it mentioned. You won't say it. You'll just think about it. And dvorim shebelev einon dvorim. But this is what he says: that is an issa deraisa to write. I don't know if he means mamash issa deraisa or he means an inyan deraisa to write the years of the Notzri on the keva. Now the Chasam Sofer in Torah's Moshe Pasha's boy, he says, we count Lebriya Sa'olam, but we're now discussing the years. We count Lebriya Sa'olam, when the world was created. V'loi ka'oisam chadoshim mikorei bo, not like those new people that they write on the top of their letters that they don't have the birth date of Mashiach HaNotzri, and by doing that, they have signed themselves that ein loi chelek be'elekei Yisrael, they have no part in Elekei Yisrael. Oy lohem ki gomlu nafsham ra, woe is to them who they have done to their souls evil. But Torah Hashem ma'asu, they hate the Torah of Hashem. V'chochmo ma'alohem. These are the words of the Chasam Sofer. And it goes so far that the Be'er Moshe, who was a Chasam Sofer Enikel, he says a yeshiva sent him a Kabbalah, it's like a receipt for the tzedakah he gave, and they wrote it in the Goyisha date. So he sent it back. It was a yeshiva from Eretz Yisrael. He sent it back, and he told them, please send it back with a Yiddish date. The question would just be, what would he do if he got a check? But we'll see soon. We'll see soon. We'll see soon. The Get Poshut on Hilchos Kittin goes very far as well. He says there could be a get. Again, the minig, I don't know, but I don't think it goes so far as to pasul a get. But he brings up a side that could be that if you write the Goyish date, it's a mentioning of Avodah Zorah, and therefore the get wouldn't be a good get. Okay, and obviously there's Cholkim on it, but that's, I'm just bringing up the there is a Tzad Chom. Now, the Tzitz Eliezer in Cheleches Chuvaches says that Lamaisa, if you look in the Poskim, you'll see that they themselves, even the Chasam Sofer, in Tshuvas, write the Goyisha dates. So the Chasam Sofer, the Be'er Moshe, goes through each Tshuva, why he did it, and why you can't learn from it. But there's Rishonim, there's Rimor, there's the Maram Pad, the Ramal's not Rishon, but there's earlier commentaries that mention the Goyisha dates. So, what's going on? He says, actually, you will not find this Issa until about 200 years ago, when the Gedolei Hungaria wrote about this Issa. So he says, we have to be choishish for them, but it's clear that it doesn't seem that it's as homo as stated. The Yabia Oimer says that if you note, the Chasam Sofer's Loshon is, Veloika Oisom Chadoshim Mikorov Bohu. That means there was a sort of a revolution in his time. The reform were making big steps, and they wanted to stop them advancing, and therefore they made a big stress on these inyonim, these new people that are breaking down the Masoros, and therefore they said it in very sharp tones. But it was more to curb the tide. That's what the Yabia Omer says. However, Matseva, they want to say, is more homo in a way, because it stays la'olam voyed, we'll see other reasons soon, and therefore they want to say maybe there you should be a bit more machmi. Okay. So the Tzitz Eliezer says, Lamaisa, we're talking here about very great leaders of Klal Yisrael that say we shouldn't write the Goyisha date. And after all, it's a mini Yisrael, the Yiddish date, why should we change it? So he says, Lamayet Be'issa of the Maram Shik, who seems to say, V'shem Alim Achayim Lo Yitzaskiru, there's a problem in mentioning the years of the Notzri. He says, Lamayet Be'issa, if you look, the actual wording, the words used by the Maram Shik is as follows. He says, that was the end with the years, and they write the years to the date of the Notzri. So he wants to say when the Maram Shik says also to use the years of the Notzri, it means, and to finish off and say, to the years of the Notzri. Not just to write 19, etc. Rather to write 1948 to the years of the Notzri. Right? Yes. Sorry? That might be better, because that's saying that's theirs. But when you say to the years of, then that's Shem Elohim Achayim Lo Yitzaskiru. There you're mentioning the Notzri. But just to use his years, maybe we'll find a reason to be Mekel in a minute. Now, obviously, whoever, it's a huge, huge Hamtzor. It's obviously because it didn't hold so much of the whole Issa, so he was Machadosh, and he says it basically. But it's very hard to say it's the Maram Shik, because the Maram Shik was bothered. It says, V'shem Elohim Achayim Lo Yitzaskiru. I'm not mentioning Shem Elohim Achayim, I'm just working back to his birthday. No, pshat is, he says, yeah, but since you'll think about it, it's also because Shem Elohim Achayim Lo Yitzaskiru. If he ends off L'mispah HaNotzri, that's V'shem Elohim Achayim Lo Yitzaskiru clear. You don't need to, you know, work out how he's doing V'shem Elohim Achayim Lo Yitzaskiru. And therefore, of course, the Maram Shik meant, even without L'mispah HaNotzri, if you just say V'shem Elohim, if you just write the date and you're working back to the Notzri, that alone is what the Maram Shik holds, V'shem Elohim Achayim Lo Yitzaskiru. And therefore, it's a great Kiddush. The Be'er Moshe, who was Hungarian, he doesn't like this Teretz. He says, I came from there, and I saw the Bote Kvaros that the Maram Shik was talking about. I saw the Reform Bote Kvaros that they used to write the dates in the Goyisha, with the Goyisha number. And it never, not on any keva, does it say L'mispah HaNotzri. And of course, the Maram Shik was talking about just writing the Goyisha date is V'shem Elohim Achayim Lo Yitzaskiru without L'mispah HaNotzri. And Reb Nosson Gishtetler, also Hungarian, also sent this complaint to the Tzitz Eliezer himself. Okay, so we have to find some sniffing the hot kale, some reasons to be made. So in Yabia Oimet, from Rabbi Vadi Yosef, he brings all the background. The Tzitz Eliezer sends there. He brings all the background to why it could be that Bechlal not counting to the birthday of the Notzri. So he says, there's a Gemara in Soita, Mem Zayin, Sanhedrin, Kuf Zayin, that Oser Ish was a Talmud of Rabbi Yeshua ben Parachia. Talmud of Rabbi Yeshua ben Parachia. This is exactly the point. So, the Churban HaBayis, according to Rashi, Avodah Zorah, was 3,828 years from Bria to Oilom. 3,828 years from Bria to Oilom. Their minion, their dates start 69 years before that. 69 years before Churban HaBayis starts their dates. So, fine. So, it's very close to Churban HaBayis, according to their dates, that Oser Ish was born. And that's a big problem. If you make the cheshbon, because Rav Shimon ben Parachia had Talmidim. Who is his Talmidim? His Talmidim were Yehuda ben Taboi and Shimon ben Shotach. And who were their Talmidim? Their Talmidim, Shmaya v'Abtalia. And their Talmidim, Hillel v'Shamai. Hillel was the Nossi 100 years before the Chorban. And Oser Ish was a Talmud of Rav Shua ben Parachia. So he was three generations up from Hillel and Shamai, Pashtus. So it's unlikely that he was born. Yeah, unlikely, it's impossible that he was born 69 years before the Churban. That's the first question. So the Ravid in Sefer Kabbalah, he says that Be'emes Oser Ish lived long before the Churban. They just put it close, they put their date close to the Churban to say, as a punishment for what you did to him, there was a Churban Beis HaMikdash. Right? So it comes out that the date really doesn't go back to later Sanotri. So it's not B'Shem and Emachem, let's askew. Let's just go through a few more Gemaras. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Amad Zayin Amad Aleph says that by the Churban Beis HaMikdash, Botlo Dalad Mises. The four Mises of Bezdin were Botlo. And Tosfos asks there, what do you mean? Already 40 years beforehand, the Bezdin, they left Lishchas Hagozis. And you could only be Dondin and Nefoshis in the Lishchas Hagozis. So already before the Churban Beis HaMikdash, Botlu Dalad Mises. So says Tosfos, yeah, it's true that they left the Lishchas Hagozis, but Kshahoyu Royim Tzorech Shal, when there was a time that they needed to, Hayu Choyzrin Lishchas Hagozis, they would go back to the Lishchas Hagozis. Kehahu Uvda. Like that story. Now obviously it's censored. But in the Chesroin HaSashas, or Tosa Rosh, it says, Kahu Uvda, the Yesha Notri. So, it comes out it was around the Beis HaMikdash time that he lived. However, you got the question, what's going on? He lived in the days of Rav Shimon ben Parachia. So the Rashash on the spot says, Kahu Uvda, and Veloyahu Uvda. I don't know why it was a similar case, but a similar case to Yeshua Notzri, but not Yeshua Notzri himself, because he was in the days of Shurim Parachia. He wasn't in the days of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. There's a Gemara in Gittin, Daf Tzad Yomad Aleph, there's someone called Pappas Ben Yehuda. Pappas Ben Yehuda, Noal Deles Bifnei Ishtoi. He would lock his wife in, so she couldn't speak to anyone. And eventually, because of that, this middah is not a good middah, and because of that, she came lideis nus. She came to hatred and came lideis nus. And she's called elsewhere Sotador. She was a Sotah. And she's known as Miriam Megadla Sa'ad Anashia. She was Miriam, the lady that used to do the hair of ladies, and she was the mother of what seems to be, according to some Rishonim, Oser Ish. The question is, Pappas was b'mei Rebbe Kiva. We all know the story in Brochus. He was imprisoned by Rebbe Kiva. Pappas, Rebbe Kiva, was his man Churban HaBayis, right? He was the one that said, Shual, he was the foxes going on the Churban HaBayis. So, what's going on? If he's a Talmud of Rebbe Shimon Parachia, Oser Ish, how could it be that his his mother's husband was living v'mei Rebbe Akiva. So the options are, again, in Tosfos is brought that the Osoi Ha'ish that was the son of the wife of Pappas is not the Osoi Ish, which is the Talmud of Shulman Parach. There's two of them. Which one is the Notzri? Debatable. We'll see in a minute. According to some, according to Tosfos, it seems the Notzri was b'mei Shulman Parach. According to the Seder HaDoros, he brings that the Notzri was actually the one that was b'mei Chorban Habayis, and then the dates would be maybe right. He says, and this is Loshen, he brings from a sefer called Sefer Nitzochen, there were two, the Oysa Shmaminim Boy Ame Europa, Bizman Hillel Hoyo, was in the time of Hillel, which is around the Chorban Habayis, so that would make more sense with their dates. And just to finish on this topic, the Ben Yoda asks on Pappus, how can it be that Pappus was b'mei Rebbe Akiva if his not son was b'mei Rebbe Shua ben Parachia? Oysa Ish was b'mei Rebbe Shua ben Parachia, and that was the son of his wife. So he says, instead of saying there were two Yeshus, he says there were two Pappuses. Or, and this is the best one yet, he says maybe Pappus was Marach Yomim. That means Pappus was married to Miriam Agav the son Ashi in the days of Shua ben Parachia. And they had a son. No, but they didn't have a son. and he was b'mei Rebbe Shimon Parachia. And Pappus lived on all the way to the days of Rebbe Akiva. That's what he wants to say. Okay, so you're definitely left here with a sniff l'hokel that the dates don't go back to latest Yeshua Notzri, and therefore nishta zo gefelach if we come back to it. However, as the Rav Vadil mentions, the Hungarian Rabbonim weren't happy with this either. And Reb Nosson Kishtetner says, Ein bozeh kedei svir, this does not make me satisfied. Because, in the end of the day, we're counting to the Notzri, even if it's not his real date, but this is what they set as his date. And that's still the Shemen HaMacherim lo yisaskiru. So the Tzitzit Eliezer says on that Tzitzit is an Issam HaChudosh, because you're not really mentioning the Shemen HaMacherim, you're not actually mentioning it, you just work it out in your head. And many people know that it's not Meduyek and it's not to his Ledo. And no one really thinks about it. This is one of the big colours. It's just really a worldwide date nowadays. And therefore you can be Makel.
If you had only 14.
Oh, we'll get to that. We'll get to the practical in a minute. And the Be'er Moshe also is not happy about this. He says if you look in the books, in the Goshe books, if it's a date before he was born, they'll say before he was born. And therefore you see the very makbid that it has to do with him. It's not just a tarikh ben lumi, as he calls it. Yeah, that's after, but there's also before. Yeah, well, that's a different thing, isn't it? Era, before coming in. But there's also just, I think, right. You'll have to tell me if you're allowed to say that word. I'm not sure. We're going to say about one of the words, but the other word, I'm not sure. Chavos Yoy in Siman Aleph says, this is another sniff l'hokel, the Chavos Yoy says that the Hamoinom think you can't mention his name. So he says, let them think that way, it's good, keep it that way. But there's no Issa. This is what he says. I don't know Lamaisa, I think. So anyway, the Daka Moshe brings that the whole Issa of mentioning the name of Avodah Zorah is V'shem Elohim Acherim Lo Yisaskiru, the Rishonim already say, Elohim is a Loshon Srora, leadership, etc. So he says, when the name is a name that is given to show that it's a deity, that it's a leader, etc., then you're not allowed to mention. V'shem Elohim Acherim Lo Yisaskiru, Elohus, Srora, you're not allowed to mention. But if it's not a name given as Elohus, especially if it's his birth name, then you're allowed to mention it. So, the Gaon actually says that therefore, in a few places in Shas, it's mentioned the name of Osirish, it's mentioned Yeshu.
Yeshu's not his name.
Okay, I hear. I don't know, but that's how he looks at it. Do you think it's just Yoshi Mashamoy Vazikha, like Teiku? I don't know if that's really. Is that really. Is that really true, or is that just a play on the. I hear. This is what the Gaon says. The Gaon says that since his name is mentioned in Shas, I'll tell you where the Gaon is, Kuf Mem Zayin, Yerodea, Ois Kimmel, that because there's no Issa V'Shemen HaMacherim Lo Yisaskiru by him. And therefore, they want to be Makel, I think this is Yabia Oime, wants to be Makel that since There's no Issa mentioning his name, V'shem Elohim Acherim. It can't be that in his date there's an Issa V'shem Elohim Acherim Lo Yiseskiu when his name is not V'shem Elohim Acherim Lo Yiseskiu. Okay, L'maisa the Olam is Makbid. Yeah, Yesu is very similar to the way the Goyim say it, if you think about it. So. Okay, Agav, the Shemish... Agav, the Shemish Shmuel in Chanukah, Parshas Miketz, in one of the years, in Leil Beis, he says that Yeshu was a Gilgul of Esav, and that's why it's the same Oisius. Same Oisius as Yeshu, right? Yod Shin Vov Ayin, let's say, is the same as Esav. And that's, and the Arizal says that since he was something to do with Esav, that is why the Edomim clicked on to that religion. Because it belonged to their Shorish. Okay, so let's come to a bit of Lamaisa. So the Tzitz Eliezer in Chelek Ches, this is how he's masik. He says, these dates are the worldwide dates. This is what you're going to use when you're doing business. You can't start writing the Jewish dates. No one will know what you're talking about. So he brings that even the Machmirim, he brings someone called Rabbi Yitzchak Yeruchim, the Av Bezdin of Altstadt. He brings that he says that although we're Machmirim, but the Mischorim, but Avodaseinu HaRabim, Nelotzim Gam HaYoreim Lanael Pinkoseim Kemispar Amim. When it comes to business, even the very frum people have to use the Goyshe dates. So he says, but don't bring from that a raya, because ain't shas atchak raya. We're going to do business. I'm not going to sign my checks, etc. But it just means, basically, you know, this is how the world trades. I don't mean to go back to the dates of the latest anotri. It's just the way the world does it. However, but when there's no tzorach, you're working within your own confines, your day-to-day in Yonim, then you shouldn't leave the Jewish dates. You shouldn't. When you're doing your own things, you shouldn't leave the Jewish dates. You should stick to the Jewish dates. You should stick to the Jewish dates. And he says, and even when you do the Goyshe dates, when you have to, you should write, and this was mentioned, you should write, for instance, by the years, you should just write the last two the last two digits rather than the years, and then you're not going back to him. Then we'll come to the months if there's time. We'll come into the months. Now, L'chaira, if so, when it comes to Inyonim Pnimiim, that means your own things, one should be Machmir. We'll see, L'maisa, there's a sniff L'hokel even in that. But let's just move on a minute to the months. The months. Now, the months, there's two problems. Some people say to do the months with the numbers. The way many people do it, especially on the checks. You write the number. The number of the month. Right? The number of the month. Why the number of the month? Because rather than say the months in their name, which is Shemus of Avodah Zorah, that's what the Tzitz Eliezer says, because it's known nowadays that the names of the months, of the Goyshe months, is Shemus of Avodah Zorah, rather use numbers. However, the Yabia Oymer, the Be'er Moshe say that that's wrong. They don't go into that the months are Avodah Zorah, but they say it's wrong because using the Goyshe number is Soisa, the number that we have. We go from Nisan. That's Soisa. Rather use a name which isn't Soisa. Which isn't Soisa. A number, there's a halacha. The Ramban says it's a mitzvah to count from Nisan Zeich Litzis Mitzrayim. The names of the months, the Ramban says, came up from Bovel, came up from Agolos, the Goyshe names. The Jewish names of the months are Goyshe names that came up from Persia to remember where we came from. But the numbers are a mitzvah in the Torah. So a lot of poskim say that the Ramban means it's a mitzvah to count the numbers. So if it's a mitzvah, don't count a different number. You're Soisa the mitzvah. Rather, count with the Goyshe month, or do the Goyshe month, and then you're not counting. So it's not Soisa the counting that you're meant to count. And going against the Jewish months, okay, there's an Indian to count to do the Jewish months, but it's not a mitzvah to do the Jewish months. You're not Soisa something that you have to do. However, it's not simple b'chlal that there's a mitzvah of counting anymore, because Ramban seems to imply that v'lo yoyma oid that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, rather Hashem took us out of Bovel. Meaning we finished with the Indian of counting the numbers, now we have to count, say the names of the months. The way the Ramban puts it basically is that when we came out from the Golos of Bovel, we got names from Persia of the months, it was to take away the counting anymore of the Yetzias Mitzrayim. We now remember the nest that we came out of Bovel. So some people say the counting is finished, so you can count with the Goyshe dates, with the Goyshe counting, because you're not Soisa counting of the Jewish. No, so the Sefer Ikrim says that you learn from here that mitzvahs can change. Not like Rambam in Yud Gimel Ikrim, that mitzvahs can't change. There was once a mitzvah of counting the months, and then we came out from Bovel, and there's no more counting the months, there's names. And therefore you can count the Gosha date if you need to, because it's not Sosa a mitzvah. Others say no, but the Ramban means that Avada, we keep the old counting of coming out of Mitzrayim. Just the choice on that is there's names as well of the months to remind us that we came out with Goshen names that come from Persia, to remind us that we came from Persia out of the goddess. So Al Kaparin, there's a Nidin again in this. So again, there's a sniff Lahokel this way and that way, and so you're left with a debate how you should. I'm going to be Masik. I'm just giving you the outline. So also in Sefer Yosefim, it's brought that June and May is the name of brothers, and July and August is the name of kings, and therefore could be that even those that say better to do the numbers than to do the names of the months, because it's Goshen, it's Avodah Zarah names. When it comes to these months that aren't Avodah Zarah names, could be it's better to do the names of the months, and that way you're not being Sosa the count of the months of the year. Okay, so let's make a maskana. L'chayra. There's a lot of sniffim to be makel to use the Goshen dates. But there is definitely an Inyan, at least an Inyan, Lahachmi, if you can, to use the Jewish dates. And there's a Chizuk in being Machmi to use the Jewish dates, because you remember Bris HaOlam, if you use the Jewish years. You remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, if you use the Jewish numbers. And therefore, and you remember coming out of Persia, if you use the Jewish months. So there's definitely something there to be made, to, if you want to be machmer about, to be machmer about. Now, when we talk about the years, best to do the last two digits. When we're in a business, then Avada, if you need to, then you can use the worldwide dates and not even put the Jewish dates if it doesn't make any sense. In Eretz Yisrael, maybe you could, they say a check is actually accepted if you use the Goshen dates in Eretz Yisrael. If you use the Jewish dates. If you use the Jewish dates in Eretz Yisrael, the check will be accepted. Yes.
It won't bounce.
And the Tzitz Eliezer actually, I'll show you that. Right, and then coming to the months, you have a machloikus between the poskim, whether to use the Goshen months or the Goshen numbers. I leave it to you. Klape Keva, they want to say it's a bit more chomor. I don't know what the minig is. Someone told me that in Hull, he was a rabbi in Hull, and there were Hungarian kanoim that used to live there, and they have the Goshen dates, but when it comes to the year, they have, in English, the Yiddish year. He says the daughter of the Beis HaLevi, for instance, is buried there, and that is what is written. The year is written to the Yiddish year, the rest of the date is to the Goshen dates. And I was just going to tell you, I don't have time to finish, but I wanted to tell you about the check, whether
whether he sent it back or not.
If I find it quick enough, I'll tell you. As far as I remember, I know it was the Be'er Moshe. He got a check from someone, and it was written. He wasn't talking about the years. The months was written in number form, and he was upset about that because that's going against Nissan. So he sent it back, or he told, I don't know if he sent it back actually. He told him not to write it in number form, rather than write it in the name, because you don't want to go away from Nissan. And he says that he wasn't Boish, the Talmud that listened, that heard from him, and he changed, and he told all his friends, and he says, that's Zechel Kimikola Moli, that managed to change him.